God bless Bob and everybody else from sunny San Diego. And I'm not talking about just the sun that's shining outside. I'm talking about all the believers here in San Diego. Their hearts are shining full of the Son of God, and this city is bright with love and belief, and we are just going to keep doing that no matter what happens. So that's what's happening in San Diego. But, you know, I really was blessed with Jeannie sharing yesterday, because she really encouraged us to look to God, which is exactly what we all need to do. The world is really focused on the virus, and there are many concerns about the economy, jobs, homes, our loved ones. But you know what? Our thoughts need to be focused on God's promises. And this is a time to walk in wisdom and be smart in what we're doing. But fear, anxiety, and negative numbers do not produce wisdom. We as Christians need to be focused on the promises of God's Word. As I was preparing for this teaching and praying about things, I really asked God, what do you want me to teach? And it always blows my mind, the simplicity of God's Word and God's heart to us. It's about the foundation of what we build on, the foundation of His love. He really said to me, I want them to know I love them, I love them, I love them. I want them to understand the greatness of what my love really contains. God is love. It is His nature. It is who He is. And His love is unconditional. It's never based on our ability or anybody else's ability. It's not if we're good enough. It's not if we've done things perfect. It is unconditional. It is just who He is. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13 tells us, faith, hope, and love, that great chapter on love, at the end of it, love is the one that is the most important. So, you know what I wanted to do? I want to go to John 3:16, because how can you talk about God's love to us, and especially the administration that we live in, how can you talk about that without going to John 3:16? So this is the ESV translation. Otherwise, I'll be just using the King James, New King James. So, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him, whoever believes in Him, shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. And I love reading verse 17 when I read verse 16. So many times verse 16 gets quoted and verse 17 gets missed. But God didn't send His Son to condemn the world, and He's not condemning the world right now. You know, a lot of Christians misunderstand that, you know, God does not do these kind of things. It is not from God. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, nor does He condemn the world or punish us. That is our enemy, the adversary. God's arms are around this entire world. Wherever there's a believer and where there's not believers, God's heart's desire is everybody come to a knowledge of the truth. So His hand is on every country in this world, every person in this world that looks to Him will see the result. And what a great opportunity to just speak the word to other people that don't know Him. God is love, and He's shown His love for us. He sent His only, one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. 1 John 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who is born of God and knows God, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. And in this love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His love to be the propitiation or payment for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Oh, I tell you, God is just, these verses are very few in the Word that we're going to look at today. So I encourage you to take some time and look at God's love today. Because I really believe that's a big deal for us right now. First John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You know, one of the greatest things about this word, behold, and it's really emphasized in the Greek, it says, look at it, take notice, consider the value of what it's talking about. That's the emphasis on this word, behold. Consider the value of what it's talking about. What is it talking about? What's the context? It's the value of who we are as children of God. God put this in our hearts and lives to live for him and made it available for us to do because of our identification with Christ. That is the greatness of God's love towards us. There's great things about it, but the most wonderful thing is that we're Christ-like. When he sees us, he sees Christ. Again, this is our identification in Christ. The greatness of his love for us falls within that. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace ye have been saved. Again, the love of God and the identification of our lives with Jesus Christ. That is super. That, to me, you know, I've never seen it that big before the last few months here. I knew it was huge and great, but our identification with Christ is the value of God's love. It's just awesome. Romans 8, verse 37 through 39. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded, and that's what we need to be, people. We need to be persuaded of God's love and God's grace in our lives and be so, so thankful every day. For I am persuaded, no doubt, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Again, our identification of God's love is Christ Jesus in us. So, you know what? If we start to get freaked out, if we start to get concerned or even fearful, we need to remember that doesn't even separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us. Nobody can take that apart out of us. Nobody, not even ourselves, but sometimes our own silly unbelief. When God looks at us, he sees Christ. He sees Jesus Christ in us. God absolutely loves us. God loves us more than anything else. We are his masterpiece. That's what the word says. His love can move mountains. It can stop the roaring lions in our lives. It heals the broken bones and the wounded heart, the wounded hearts out there. His love can transform anyone's heart. Anyone who will open up their heart to God and believe Romans 10, 9 and 10, that is all it takes. And God then puts his spirit in us, and that perfect love goes within our hearts, and we can love each other like that. And that's exactly what God has asked us to do. I am always amazed at Ephesians 5, chapter 1 and 2, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. I've read this many times, but every time I read it, I am always so thankful and humbled. And it says, therefore, be imitators of God. God wants us to imitate him as dear children and walk in love. That blows my mind. The one thing God wants us to imitate, he tells us, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. How incredible is that? God not only loves us that way, but He has given us the ability to love each other that way. And when I think of what people might be going through right now in their hearts and minds, my prayer is that I will love every person that my path crosses in a way that will touch their heart. And I know that that's what God wants us to do. When we love like that, you know what? It just brings peace and grace and goodness and kindness and forgiveness into our hearts. When we love like that, it gives us the ability to love far greater than our minds can comprehend. But each time we do this, God teaches us something. He gives us the wisdom and the understanding to walk in times like these. And His love is the most powerful thing we can do for people. So remember that when you're praying. Remember to pray with the love of God just pouring out of your heart for each person and each situation that God has put on your heart. I sure love you guys. Thanks for letting me share the word. And have a great, marvelous day learning and growing in God's word as you go to Him and He expounds and teaches it to you. God bless.
Wow. Thank you, Vicki. That's tremendous. I'm going to have you pray in a second, but I do want to remind everybody that we will have our evening fellowship at 7:30 tonight, and then Sunday, tomorrow, we just have one fellowship, and that's the 10:30 a.m. fellowship. It'll be a little bit longer than our normal 30 minutes, so hopefully you'll join us then. It's been wonderful to have you all with us. Nothing like the love of God. That's outstanding. Vicki, would you pray, please?
Sure. Well, Father, we do come before you with our hearts humble and open to you with thanksgiving. We're just so thankful, Father, for what you do in our lives. And we see your hand in this world. And it doesn't matter what the statistics say. What matters is your promises. And you promise us health and prosperity and love and joy and peace and patience, long-suffering, all of those wonderful manifestations of the Holy Spirit and all of the wonderful fruit of those manifestations belong to us no matter what's going on in this world. And we can claim them and we can walk in them. And you can teach us so much right now, Father, that we can do so when this thing is over, we can proclaim even greater some of the wonderful miracles you pulled off while everybody's in their homes looking at statistics, except us. We're going to be looking at your word, Father, and we're going to be loving you and praising you and thanking you for all that you do. Father, I sure love everybody on this phone, and I'm just so thankful, God, that I was able to share this with them. And you are magnificent, Father, and there's just words can't even say it, but we try. So I pray for these things and lift this to you, Father, and thank you for all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.